It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger, brought to you by Bottle Barn. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
Time for California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn in Santa Rosa. My co-host, Dan Berger, of course, back with us. Daniel,
how are you?
What's new? What's your wine of the week in the PD?
Oh, my gosh. That's a good question. What did I do this week? I forget.
So, believe me, I forget everything.
I write two columns ahead, so I don't remember which is which.
All right, well.
One of them was a New Zealand Pinot Noir. That's what it was. New Zealand Pinot Noir. Really good.
All right.
And reasonably priced.
Go to PressDemocrat.com or grab the paper. It's every Tuesday, right, in the PD?
Every Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wednesday. Oh, that works out perfectly. For some reason, I thought it was Tuesday, but... today, we are featuring Trecchini Winery with Kathy Vecchini. Welcome. I know we've met before. I think haven't you been in before?
I haven't been in before, but we've met before.
Okay.
We just weren't going to talk about it.
Great to see you. I have a major question for Kathy in a moment. Robert Smith is here, the master sommelier at Foley Family Wines, and our prodigal daughter of KSRO and Sonoma Media Group, Karina Sturzenbach, is back with us. So now you're working at Foley?
I am.
Tell everyone what you did here.
Well,
I don't remember.
we've
been on the air
station?
For 9 years. The drive
so
has been
the
on the air.
So at the station here, I was promotions director for Mix 104.9 and Froggy 92.9, and then, you know, did kind of everything. You know, we never wear one hat here in radio.
And those are two stations that in some demographics we just beat in the ratings. So I just want to say a shout out to Froggy and Mix. But everybody did good. So we're having a big party tonight to celebrate. And I thank all our drive listeners for making us huge in the 3 to 6 hour every weekday. Okay. Kathy, I got to ask you this. It's Kathy Vecchini, but it's Trecchini Wines.
Well, the Trecchini comes from my husband, my son, myself. So we decided to do Trecchini,
right.
The three Vecchinis.
That's right. I remember now. Well, it's a great winery. Dan, your thoughts on Trecchini?
Well, Trecchini's been specializing in Russian River Valley fruit. Oh, yeah, where's your wine?
Here. Oh, geez, now he's going to start whining.
I am whining. Don't ignore the host. It's
which one would you like?
Whatever Dan thinks we're pouring first.
Why don't we do the Sauvignon Blanc first?
Okay. That makes sense.
We'll have it all in the same glass.
Go ahead.
Let you do the honors.
Russian River Valley is one of the most amazing places on the planet to grow wine grapes, partially because it's cool enough in most places to grow Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And then, of course, warm enough to really do some brilliant work with the Bordeaux grape varieties as well. And Zinfandel turns out to be probably one of its greatest attributes, which is hardly known outside this region because we buy up all the Zin locally, so it doesn't get shipped out to the rest of the country, which is their loss. But Trecchini's been working very diligently to try to make Russian River Valley their calling card. And these wines are really brilliant. They're made by our friend Dan Barwick. And this is, Kathy, talk a little bit about your vineyards. These are fabulous vineyards.
Well, we originally started as growers for Mondavi. We were growing the Merlot grapes. And John was a co-owner of the Villa restaurant, and I was a family counselor. And he was concerned that maybe if Mondavi didn't buy the grapes, it'd be smart to have a little label to fall back on. So that's why we created Trecchini. That was 20 years ago, and thanks to the industry, we ended up 16 years ago becoming wholesalers. So we've been growing and producing our own grapes now for over 16 years.
Dan, what is it about the warm climate for Sauvignon Blanc? I mean,
well, Sauvignon Blanc is an interesting grape variety, which I wrote a column on this about 30 years ago about how difficult it is to understand the variety because it grows in beautiful conditions that are warm and charming and lovely and so forth. And it also grows in cold, windy, nasty conditions, and it ripens in a different way in each location. So as you get a wine like this, basically this wine, this is your 2016.
This our 16.
And this is a very, very young wine. In some ways, it's fine to drink it now, no problem at all. But just imagine what will happen. Two ways of serving this, and then two more ways of serving this. Number one would be to serve it young, like this, at room temperature.
Which is what we're doing, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. And so now you see this faint tropical note. You get a different aromatic if you chill it down. Then you hold on to it for a year, and you serve it at room temperature, and it's a third thing. And then a year from now, you serve it cold again, and it becomes a fourth thing. This is a whole different experience for most people because they don't typically age white wine. And only a year in the bottle will benefit this wine tremendously. And this is really one of the secrets of what Trecchini's been doing. Dan is a great tactician, and so he makes this wine in a beautiful way, and it's reasonably priced.
It is, and it comes from three different vineyards beside of our own that's on Freeway 101 and Shiloh. We have kind of a high water table, so it comes out with a nice, the clayness that goes with that. The other vineyard we get it from is a sandier soil, so it gets minerality from the sand. And the other one that we've added this year is a little further north, butts right up to the Russian River, so it gets a lot of the earthiness that comes from that water and the soil. So when you put the three together, it's just a real flavorful, nice wine.
That is lovely, and I can understand, I think, the fact that this is room temperature, and I just adore it. And I could kind of figure in my head that it would taste, there'd be different notes if it was chilled.
When it's chilled, you get more of the citrus. I don't know why that happens, but that's typically what happens with your wine anyway. And some other wines. Now, this wine is not like the New Zealand style. This is atypical of New Zealand. New Zealand is much more gooseberry and cat pea and all this other stuff. And here you have tropical fruit and a little bit of melon and a little bit of almost a ripe fig component. It's a gorgeous wine.
And, Kathy, John was born and raised in Tuscany.
He sure was.
Wow.
He goes back every year.
I bet he does. I wish I could. how long has he been here now?
Has he been here? Oh, my gosh. Well, over 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, man, were his parents or his family into the wine world in Tuscany?
Not so much, but he has relatives that were. And so right now we're starting to import Italian wine, so it's kind of nice.
Oh, nice.
Their terrible assignment is to have to go to different wineries for us. And then when John flies over there, he gets to see what they've chosen and agree to it. So it's a tough life, but, you know, they just
somebody's got
to
do it.
He just has to do it. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Also joining us today on California Wine Country is Robert Smith, Master Sommelier at Foley Family Wines. Welcome, sir. It's a great
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure.
Let's talk about Foley.
It. Absolutely.
How long has Foley been around?
Well, when was his birth?
The winery.
Yeah, the winery. So Foley Sonoma was acquired in mid-2016. Mm-hmm. Bill Foley actually got his passion in wine in the mid-90s, 95, 96, with Lincourt and Foley Estates, Santa Rita Hills, to be exact. Timeline kind of grew a little bit further along, and along with Firestone, Eos and Paso Robles. Monterey Chalon is one of the newer acquired properties, which came about February of last year, actually, 2016. We have a number of Napa properties and five Sonoma.
Foley is one of the fastest growing family-owned properties.
Well, yeah, it's the Foley Food and Wine Society. Talk about that. I mean,
The Foley Food and Wine Society is essentially like a it's like a point system, so if you purchase wines with us, then you can use points for other cool things like events and whatnot. And it's just kind of like an appreciation system.
Okay, so it's kind of like a the wine club thing.
Yes,
sort of.
Yes, without having to like actually pay for anything.
And it's
yeah, there's no
I like
sign-up
that.
Fee. Yeah, there's no sign-up fee.
Yeah, it's somewhat of a great rewards program. It's
yes,
like an infinity program in essence. So. You gain points by purchasing wine and you can redeem points for wine, but you still gain points for what you redeem. So it's just never ending.
Mike tells me Bill Foley is not only owner here, but owner of the soon-to-be Vegas Golden Knights in the National Hockey League. Wow.
Expansion team in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Where did he grow up?
Isn't he from Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's into hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Exactly.
Now we got the Raiders and a hockey team in Vegas.
And I do have to say, I actually lived in Vegas for 27 years.
Oh, my God.
I'm 1 year here in Sonoma.
Really?
So.
Mm-hmm.
You're a native here.
Thank you. It's my end goal. This is my retirement.
Wow.
So when he acquired the expansion team in Las Vegas, you know, the point is maybe I have to go back. But no, hopefully my base is still here. So
explain as a master sommelier what it is, what you do at Foley.
What I do, a number of hats. I work closely with direct consumer. A good chunk of my time. Bill Foley also owns a California distributor, Epic, so I spend a lot of time with them, as well as our Foley family national sales, which are throughout the country, as well as international sales. My platform, education.
Really?
Yep.
He gives us really cool little seminars like every month, which is awesome. We have one coming up next week, I believe.
Yes.
All of us in the office, he gives us a nice, good education on the wine. So we
summer
know what we're talking about.
And actually, we're doing Sauvignon Blanc. We're doing a side-by-side Loire Valley, speaking of which. And,
there we go.
In California. So.
Okay, so I'm still trying to get my head around this. It's a distributorship in some ways. I'm looking at the website, and there's a Sebastiani 2013 Cherry Block, 98 points.
So, yeah, the Foley Food and Wine Society, essentially this website in particular, shows you kind of all the things that are a part of the Foley Food and Wine Society, which features all of the wineries in the Foley Food or the Foley family portfolio. So I want to say there's like 18, but as you can see, there's Napa, Sonoma, Lake County, Central Coast, Pacific Northwest, and New Zealand.
Good grief.
Yeah, so lots of wineries, lots of everything.
Also, lots of partnerships. We also are sole importers of family-owned wineries in Europe, Italy, the Pacini family, Valjeanese from Rhone Valley, Lucien Albrecht from Alsace. So
that's a wonderful brand as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Alsace is underrated, and
Very much. And
your portfolio at Epic is pretty impressive. You've got some Australian wine, and you've got a lot of
Southern Hemisphere. We're glad to be strong in. So
big deal up there, and good pricing too.
Yes, fantastic.
You've held a line on it, in spite of the fact that it's difficult to bring those things over because they're hard. They're hand sell.
They are, and that's part where I come in as the education platform is to how do you teach the salespeople. So,
and explain why you're spending so little for such a wine that's so great.
Oh, exactly.
So what did you bring, Rob?
Oh, we have
a rosé.
Yeah, a gorgeous rosé, 2016 from Courtney Foley. It's 100% Pinot Noir. Comes from a 50-acre parcel, or just shy of 50 acres, about 48 acres off Trenton Ranch. Comes from a upper block and a lower block. Mainly, it's maceration with just a touch of Seigneur for added color.
All right, I'm throwing out a geek alert on maceration.
Yes, there's a little bit too much of this.
Yeah, got it. So just lightly.
But basically, you're talking about juicy and tasty.
I can macerate that.
It's maraschino cherry. I mean, you're Italian. You know this.
Yes, I do.
Maraschino cherry. It's what. And the nice part about this wine, this is a real crowd-pleasing kind of a wine. Slightly sweet, but not terribly sweet.
No, really balanced. And you know how I feel about the sweet.
Yes.
This, at first, as soon as it hit, I thought, well, this is a little too sweet for me. But no, mm-hmm. The finish is, I like it.
This would go great nice. With some barbecue. It would go really nice with sausages. It's an all-purpose patio type of wine, but it's also good enough to go with some pretty heavyweight seafood. So it's a nice all-purpose medium-weight wine.
No, I think it's an all-year-round wine, too.
Exactly.
It's not so light that you're going to think just about the summer. It seems to have enough depth to it that it would be all-year-round.
What about clams? clams, no?
I would say yes if you had plenty of assertiveness. If the clams are a little bit too lean and delicate, then this would be stronger.
But I put a lot of butter on my steamed clams.
There you go. Plenty of butter and maybe some garlic even.
Yeah.
Throw some saffron in there.
There we go. And saffron. There we go.
Exactly. So. Yeah, I like that. And this wine's available on the website?
Yeah, you can get it on the exchange, or you can get it directly from their website or visiting the tasting room. And it is $30 a bottle for that rosé, and there's only 307 cases produced of that.
So everybody is making rosé these days. Yep. Most people are starting with about 150 to 300 cases because nobody's really positive that this is a trend and not a fad. Mm-hmm. But it's a trend, believe me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rosé all day.
Yeah.
No, and we've been talking about it for a couple of years now.
Oh, for sure.
On this show. I mean, it's just, I think we get a rosé, at least one rosé every week.
Every week.
And they're all
when Barry
really
comes in,
impressed.
When
impressive.
Barry Herbst from Bottle Barn shows up, he's always got a rosé somewhere in his back pocket there.
He's on vacation, right? Or he's doing something out of town.
He's
still on
vacation.
Yeah, okay.
I was just in Bottle Barn, and they have a great selection of rosés right there in the smack dab in the middle.
Yeah. In front. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do a lot of market visits, not just restaurants and other retail, and the rosé market is just, explosive.
It's going crazy.
They just did a big rosé festival at the Hyatt
at
Bottle Barn not too long ago.
And next year, he said, it's going to be even bigger.
Yeah.
Yep.
Our guests are Kathy Vicini from Truccini Wines. Robert Smith is the master sommelier at Foley Family Wines, and our old friend Karina Sturzenbach is doing marketing at Foley, right?
Actually, I'm the special events coordinator, so weddings and corporate events.
And she makes all the wine.
And she's here because this is a special event.
I don't sleep.
Okay, so Kathy, what else you got there now?
Oh, I can introduce this. This is Merlot of a very, very high order. Merlot went through the bends in 1992, 93, 94, and has gotten a bad reputation. But this is
that damn movie didn't help.
Well, that movie was awful.
I'm a Merlot fan.
Well, this is fabulous Merlot. And the reason that I like this partially is the fact that it's got some moderate alcohol, 13.7 alcohol. The secret also is the fact that it smells like Merlot and it tastes like Merlot. What's wrong with that? I mean, it's delicious wine.
The movie we're talking about, just in case, is Sideways.
Sideways.
And of course, Paul Giamatti hated Merlot and was pretty much into Pinot. And it really did affect the Merlot market, at least in California.
It did horribly, and it's unfortunate because it's a really beautiful variety, especially if it's planted in the worst soils. Yeah, the worst rattiest soils are really wonderful for Merlot. You make great Merlot on lousy soils. And this is a really special. Yeah, Kathy, tell us a little bit about your vineyard on this Merlot.
Well, the vineyard we get it from, you're right, it has that tough kind of soil. And for some reason, that Merlot grape just absolutely loves it there. What we found, when you're talking about the movie and what it did to it, it's interesting that it actually created a wine industry, because up to that point, really wine was secondary to just alcohol, and as I call the 5 o'clock earthquake when all the ice cubes hit the side of the glass. And
I like that.
That's a good one.
But it also created tasting rooms. Remember, we didn't have tasting rooms now.
Yeah,
I know it helped in many ways.
It's incredible, but
it's
right
just,
now...
just Merlot that it kind of screwed.
Just the Merlot.
Yeah.
But what happened now is the millennials, most of them didn't even see the movie, but they're the ones that basically are bringing Merlot back in strongly. It has become our third bestseller, and it's a nice full body, but the alcohol is like I said, is 13.7. But it's got that wonderful texture that Merlot has.
Yeah,
it could go with anything.
Absolutely. And it's for people who like Cabernet but can't stand the tannins of Cabernet.
Exactly.
I'm one of those.
There you go. If you don't like the tannins, and part of it is your genetic makeup. Some people just simply cannot accommodate to tannin. So here you have a wine that's like Cabernet, but it has the succulents.
Oh, I love this. What year?
This is a 2014.
Wow.
Amazing.
And this
texture.
This is a fabulous vintage. 14 is a great vintage for red wine.
Yep.
You show a lot of aromatics on 14 comparatively to the drippy 13 vintage, so it's very pretty.
Oh,
and it's that
kind of wine that you want that second glass. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to have a meal, but it's great with a meal. So,
yeah. Well, I just want to announce as the host, hands off, I'm taking that home. This would go good with, what about lamb? Because I was
perfect.
Thinking of having lamb tonight.
Beautiful with
perfect.
It. Yeah. Meat and rare to it. Yes.
I'm
going to
do a rack of lamb tonight.
There we go.
Nice.
Well, actually,
fancy.
I'm eating pizza because we're having a ratings party with the company over at Mountain Mike's, the new one on Mission Boulevard. But tomorrow night, then, I will make a rack of lamb. All right. It is California Wine Country with my co-host every week, Dan Berger, the internationally known wine writer and taster and layer downer of wines. I call him the chief layer downer.
Well, 25, 30 years, this will be amazing.
Yeah, my wine cellar is my trunk of my car. I get home and I go, well, the hell did I? I'm laying down on the couch and I'm not laying down the wine.
So. Okay, good.
Our guest today are Kathy Vicini from Tricini Wines. There are three Vicinis and thus the Tricini, which is three Chinis. I got that right.
You did good.
Well, I am Italian. I am. My real name's Vicario. Robert Smith is a master sommelier. He's with Foley Family Wines, and our friend Karina Sturzenbach is back with us. She used to work here. It wasn't even Amaturo Sonoma Media Group.
It was not. It was Maverick.
Maverick Media.
That's right.
It's evil. Evil bastards. But we love Amaturo Sonoma Media Group.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's ratings were so good. We're having Lawrence is throwing us a ratings party tonight at Mountain Mike's.
Are we invited?
No. Sorry.
You should bring some wine to them.
I will.
See what pairs with pepperoni.
Everything pairs with pepperoni. Robert, talk about this. This is pretty amazing to me, but, of course, Dan says lay it down for 100 years.
Definitely full-bodied first release from Foley Sonoma on Courtney Foley's winemaking series, which has this beautiful label. It's a watercolor label.
It's gorgeous.
Made from an artist, Wendy White, out of Petaluma. And every year she's going to release maybe two or so wines of a certain
Courtney the winemaker,
exactly. Yeah. So this wine that we have that we actually decanted, still full, full blown big full bodied wine, Cabernet based, all estate 36-acre property, all estate fruit, Cabernet Sauvignon, followed with a fair amount of Petit Verdot, which she actually loves, gives it that really unique kind of tobacco-y undertone, and Malbec and Tannat, which we rarely see from Southwest France. So it gives it a little bit of a tannin structure.
Dan, your thoughts?
Well, it's very structured wine, which means...
it's going to lay down good.
Well, yeah.
At your house.
Thank you very much, Steve. Yeah, no, I think that in this case you're talking about something that we all should be cognizant of. Cabernet is best when it's 4 to 6 years old on release. And when you get it at 3 years, it's really asking the consumer to make a judgment that it's hard to make because you can't taste all of the nuances in this fruit. The Cabernet is just a tough variety. The word Sauvignon means in French savage, and that means that this is a tough variety, and in order to get this to tame down, you've got to put it in the cellar a little bit.
Exactly. The fruit's there, and definitely... highly recommend decanting, aerate, let it sit.
You help to open the wine up,
exactly.
And that broadens the aromatics, but also makes it a little softer on the palate. Give this about 4 hours in a decanter, and you can emulate the approximate. You can sort of get the notion of a year's worth of aging.
Really?
Exactly. Yeah, about an hour, 4 hours in a decanter. This would help immensely. Mm-hmm. Then the wine would be approachable, better than it is today. Now, it's tough.
Yeah, I agree. When I first took a sip, I thought, well, that's tasty. And then I thought, well, it's going to be tasty. I mean, there's a lot of positive elements in it.
But. Yeah, you can see where it's going to go, and it definitely needs time. And decanting is highly recommended. It is very pretty aromatically. And you're right, tons of structure, tons of body. And you can see the depth and definitely the heft of it. So, I mean, definitely a ribeye wine.
Yes,
you know,
exactly. Where's this fruit from?
It's all estate fruit. On the property.
Alexander Valley.
Alexander Valley.
All Alexander Valley fruit, where obviously Cabernet thrives.
Right.
And, And then all our talked a little bit about Bordeaux earlier. Bordeaux varietals are Bordeaux inspired varietals, so tend to work right.
I got to say, my dear friend, Drive Hall of Famer, who works for my production company, Vicario Productions, he's down in L.A. He listens every day, and he loves the wine show, and he's a great Italian, speaks fluent Italian and French, and lived in Italy for many years. He says, he texted me saying, you can tell Dr. Laydown that I still have a 1985 Barolo.
Oh.
Ready to go.
Open it, Chris.
No, don't open it. Come up here and then open it. Yeah. So I can be there.
You guys met. He was up here.
Yeah, Chris is great.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Okay. So, Kathy, what are we looking at here?
Well, the next thing we've got is going to be the, from our Vicini Vineyard, will be our 2014 Pinot Noir.
Now, here we have the signature Western Sonoma County wine. If Pinot Noir from Western Russian River doesn't lead the world in internet hits over the last 2 years, I don't know what it is. It's an amazing situation that has yet to be written about outside of this region. I write for the Press Democrat as well as some other papers, and I also some magazines. And I write about Russian River Pinot Noir about once a month. This is really where the metal meets the road. This is the stuff that Sonoma County is known for. And Trichini's been making among all of the top producers. This is one of the best wines you can find. And the reason, the secret weapon on this is, again, moderate alcohol. It opens up. It gives you personality in the aroma. It's got great texture in the mouth. It's succulent, but also with good structural acidity. This is a great wine. And not unreasonably priced. Here's the secret. What's the price on this?
Like us, it's a lot cheaper. Seriously, it is. You're going to be averaging probably in the $20 range.
Really?
Ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, because we try to keep it where it's affordable, so every store obviously will have a little bit different pricing on it.
And this is obviously all your stuff's at Bottle Barn.
Bottle Barn, absolutely.
Yeah. But this is a wine that, had you tasted this without knowing the price, you'd think it's 45, 46, 48. It would be hard to make a judgment on that. But this is pretty good wine.
It's very good.
So the 2014? Other thing is, it's 100% Pinot. There's nothing else added in it to give it its depth or give it anything other than just being 100% honest Pinot.
It's
this
delicious.
This has got to be one of the bargains out there today, because in most cases, as I said, if you're looking at a fine quality Pinot Noir, you're paying way over $30.
The other thing is, I kind of tell people, because people ask, what do you put this with? And I always say a good Pinot is like a chameleon. It'll go with anything, because no matter what you put it with, it's going to make the food more memorable. And that's always been our goal, is to make wine that doesn't overwhelm the food but makes the food memorable.
Sure.
And that's why you find a lot of restaurants is for that one reason, is we make their food memorable. And it's one of those wines that just, it's flavorful, it's pretty, the tannins are good. It's just a nice all-around wine.
2014, right?
This is 2014.
Wow. Right.
And a good vintage.
I'm in love.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous wine. One nice thing about this wine, which I think you'll notice as we taste it, and those people who haven't tried it yet, that it's easy to find, and they should try this and think about this, because this is where I'm coming from. The structure of this wine is based upon more upon acidity than it is on tannin. So the tannins are non-aggressive. Therefore, it's the acid that makes the wine work with food. And this is just going to be a great wine 1 year in the cellar, and you will be blown away by how good this wine is.
Wow.
If it lasts that long.
It won't last that long in my house.
Nor in my trunk. Talk about acidity and acid in wine, because, you know, I grew up taking a lot of acid, but it wasn't. It had nothing to do with wine. And, you know, people tend to think acid or acidity is maybe not a good thing when it comes to wine, because you talk about it all the time, but I've been meaning to remember to ask you to explain why that's such a good thing.
To be as brief as possible, the answer is real very, very simple. If you're going to serve these wines, whether it's the Foley wines or the Trichini wines or any good quality wine, with food, you want acidity. If it's soft and voluptuous, and it doesn't have acidity, it's not going to go with the food. The food will stand apart. The wine will stand apart. Basically, you're using the wine not for its compatibility
like
with the food. It becomes just a beverage.
It is. And to add on to that, it's that salivating factor. If it's tart, you know, you want that. It makes it – you're thirsty for more for a second.
Right.
You need
yeah.
that. And, again, food and acid are two greatest compliments.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, thank you because
– piece of cake.
Yeah. I knew that just because
yeah,
you taught me.
Yeah,
you've
right.
taught me. But I'm thinking there's people out there who may be wondering about that. Kathy Vicini, there are three Vicinis, thus Trey Cini. Three Cinis. Robert Smith, he's the master sommelier, and he's at Foley Family Wines, and our friend Karina Sturzenbach, who used to work here and is now working at Foley. You guys, you're the events coordinator. What's coming up? And may I have another taste of...
The Pinot.
The Pinot, thank you.
That's good.
Yes.
So what's coming up at Foley?
So she should have the rosé with the Foley.
Yeah, it's true. So at Foley, we have the second annual summer celebration, which is coming up on Saturday, the 8th. Is that right? The 8th?
That's this Saturday.
And it's from 2 to 5 p.m. It's going to be a really fun event. We're going to have live music. We're going to have a whole roasted pig, you know, like one of those big roasted pigs, and some grilled chicken skewers.
The one on a spit that spins?
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah. So if you're into that,
then that's from
Mateo.
Mateo Granados.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My friend. Mateo's.
My brother. Mateo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We come, he's my brother from another mother.
Exactly. So he's there.
We love him.
Yep. Can I ask Robert a question? I would really like to know more about the history of and the future of Foley Sonoma.
The direction that is, it's always been a great property, a wonderful property, great mm-hmm. location. The direction is really to, Courtney's thought, she's more into natural wine. You know, just, it's all sustainable and it's minimal. You know, there are some, and that's Foley's credo with all his sites. And there are some aspects, some properties that are working on from organic to biodynamic, but it's all sustainable on the minimal side. She wants to get to the point where it's natural. So she's working on the vineyards, maintaining the vineyards at a proper level. And, you know, the regimen is to balance either oaken structure and fruit. She has more of a delicate touch. She loves Pinot. She was very excited when she got her hands on the Pinot Noir for the rosé. We do. She does sparkling, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a really delicate touch. We can see a delicate balance, but with some structure and concentration. So there's going to be a balance of fruit, and as far as the production side is what she's really focusing on.
What other varietals are you working on in that under that label?
Other than Zinfandel, there are three. Actually, four labels of Zen. So we source one from our neighboring, the Osbornes, for 120-year vines. We do have about 115-year, 120-year estate mm-hmm. called, all estate Zinfandel. We do have Petit Verdot, Tannat, Malbec, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon. And am I missing anything else? I think there's Cabernet Franc. We do have from our neighbors, the Fanucci's right behind mm-hmm. Foley Sonoma, Sangiovese bottling. So she does about 100 cases of that. But she utilizes some of that into her sparkling. She does a 60-40 split of Semillon and Sangiovese, which is amazing. So, Method Traditionnel. So very unique.
Semillon in a bubbly?
Yes.
Semillon in a bubbly. It's very unique and it's fantastic. It's been a hit, you know. So it's not a market, it's a consumer.
It's
direct.
Somewhat tricky, but I'd love to try it.
Come by.
Yeah, come
this
on
Saturday.
By. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Karina,
I
don't want to run out of time here,
sure,
but go ahead and reiterate what's going on Saturday and where
so it's
the tasting room is and where the winery is.
All right, so Summer Celebration, it is this Saturday from 2 to 5, and we are at 5110 Highway 128 in Geyserville. So come on by, and actually Robert's doing a blind seminar.
Yeah,
guided
blind. You can say it's a Bordeaux breakdown, how to identify Bordeaux varietals with a lot of help.
Yeah.
So
lots of food, lots of music, lots of fun. So come check it out.
Times again?
2 to 5 p.m.
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
All right. And the website to, for people who are driving and can't write anything down?
It's just look for FoleySonoma.com.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
FoleySonoma.com.
It's the old Stryker. It's where Stryker Sonoma used to be.
Oh, I know where that was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stryker Sonoma.
So that is us now.
All right. Kathy, what do you guys got coming up?
Well, we've got coming up, we're open on every weekend. And we're also open till 7 on Fridays in the tasting room. Awesome. And we're actually located on the corner of 7th and Humboldt, downtown Santa Rosa.
Oh, that's
walking distance.
Yeah, walking distance.
You're right by my house.
So, yeah, we open till 7 on Friday.
That.
And then Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 6. So we try to accommodate the people that, you know, are coming in late or whatever. And I agree with what Bob was saying, because education is important, and we have a sit-down situation where we sit with our people. They don't stand up. We sit with them.
And talk to them and educate them.
It's a lot of fun. They're relaxing. It's just one of those fun places to be. And John even comes by and tells them stories about Italy and more about it and gives them more depth. And so we have a lot of fun.
Mike's going to be heading over there to talk to John about the new hockey team. He's going the day after Thanksgiving to Vegas to see the Sharks play the new
Are you really?
Vegas team, yeah.
Hey now.
He's Mr. Hockey.
That's great.
The Knights. Golden Knights.
Yeah, the Golden Knights. Knights. Yeah.
There are a few restaurants there that do have good wine lists, by the way.
Yes, I know. All right, we only got 2 minutes. I want to thank, of course, my co-host, Dan Berger, who's with us every Wednesday. Kathy Vicini, one of the Trey Chinis. That would mean three. at Trecini Winery. Robert Smith is Master Sommelier. He is with Foley Family Wines. And our good friend Karina Sturzenbach, another great Italian name right there. Kathy, the website, I'm looking at FoleySonoma.com, but your website is?
Trecini.com.
Of course. And why shouldn't it be? Okay, we're going to need to get you back. All of you at some point, because we just enjoy your company and your wines. Dan, what are we doing next week?
That's a
damn good question.
I asked him a question every week.
I asked him what he wrote about in this week's PD.
We're trying desperately to get Ron Rubin from Ron Rubin Wines in Western Sonoma County, and he has not yet committed, but he's close.
All right, cool.